Hey, hello everyone. Welcome to another Trainlang business podcast. And today I'm joined by the one and only Santi.
Hello, Matthew. You really look professional with those earphones. I love it.
Yeah, Santi, it's amazing what you can find on the extra features here, you know, just to enlarge my earphones.
It's been ages. It's been ages without being together. How have you been?
Yeah, good. And you?
Not bad. I just really enjoyed my holidays. Best holidays ever.
Where did you go?
All over. Croatia. I really love Bosnia. I want to recommend to all our listeners, Bosnia is such an underrated place.
Did you like about it?
It's just like, it's very unpretentious, but everywhere you go in the countryside is really fantastic. Not many tourists, and the people are nice, and it's very cheap. I don't know, it's just perfect, I think, for holidays. I went to other places, but Bosnia was the highlight for me and my wife. Yeah.
So I have to ask you, what language did you communicate in Bosnia?
I think they speak Bosnian, but to be fair, and I don't want to sound bad if there's any person from the Balkan, in my opinion, all the languages there are the same. Like, I was reading the instructions for the ingredients for a soap, and it had Bosnian, Croatian, and Montenegro, Serbian. It was together, and Slovenian, and there was not a word that was different. It was the same information four times. So I don't know.
So I just got to say, any Bosnian, Serbian listeners, please feel free to get in touch.
I'm pretty sure it's different. Like Valencian and Catalan. So different.
Santi, amazing. Fantastic. Well, we're happy to have you back. And I got to ask you, what continent are you on now? Are you broadcasting from?
Right now in Edinburgh. Edinburgh. Yeah. Enjoying the nice weather.
Good. Yeah. Well, listen, we've got we've got an interesting subject. In fact, this is part of a trilogy, I think, this pod, no, Santi? This is part two.
Yes. This is a technical interview. And we will focus today on expert tips from the real Silicon Valley recruiters. So if you're into that, like you really follow Silicon Valley, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and and the rest. Yes.
And this is the pod for you. This is the pod for you. Okay.
Not really.
Very good. Well, I better do the welcome, Santi, otherwise I'll get into trouble. Let me just dive into that first of all. Bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainlang. Aprende inglés con episodios destinados para personas ocupadas como tú. Como Santi, que siempre está viajando. Así que puedes avanzar rápidamente y domina el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. Y además, nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google. ¿Es that true, Santi?
It is true. 4.9 on Trustpilot and 4.9 also in Google. There is no other language school with the same ratings.
Yeah. My day, somos los mejores. Increíble. Pruébalos gratis. Y como decimos en Trainlang, tu futuro está a solo un podcast de distancia.
Very good.
Good. Okay. So, technical interview. Santi, you said part one was the kind of initial interview. But technical interview, what does that mean? What can we expect?
So on a technical interview, we present our technical skills. So we're talking on here about specialized jobs. And in the interview, you need to sort of sell yourself and what do you know and what are your abilities to stand out from competition. So if you're interested in this, if you're facing an interview and you're nervous about it, and I know that many people who study English, they have a good level, but they worry about what to do and what to say in an interview. Grab a notebook and get ready to level up your interview game with this
one. Very good. We're going to take it to the next level. Okay, good. So, Santi, let's dive into it. For example, could you tell me about a project where you used your skills to solve a problem? Maybe this is the kind of question you're going to get.
Yes, this is a good question. So, in my previous role in I don't know, innovate tech. He had a client who needed a solution that none of the existing software could provide. And so I led a team to develop a custom application using Python and JavaScript. I don't know if you know this. And we delivered a solution that not only met their needs, but also improved their efficiency by 25%.
Wow, look at that. Fantastic, Santi. Okay, interesting.
That sounds good, eh?
That sounds very impressive. Writing programs and delivering efficiency. Okay, well, these Silicon Valley recruiters that you spoke about, they emphasize the importance of being able to tell your story. I love these expressions, no? Tell your story. In other words, to explain what you're able to do, no? So you need to focus maybe when we're speaking in an interview on why you chose certain technologies and how that impacted or benefited your business. How did your project affect the client's profitability or, I don't know, performance? You spoke about Python and JavaScript.
Yes, we chose Python for its versatility and scalability. Those are very good words. Versatility and scalability. And JavaScript because the interface is more smooth, so it's better for the user. So the results were the operational efficiency increased quite significantly, and we thus reduced costs and improve also customer satisfaction. So that's why we use those applications instead of others.
Okay, very good. So tell me then, Sandy, how do you stay ahead of the curve when it comes to the latest developments?
I always try to attend webinars, like online courses, and also industry conferences. So that's also very good to do a little bit of networking with other people that are in the same area. One Silicon Valley tip I learned is that to always be aware of the latest trends, even if they're not directly related to your current job. So it's not direct impact, but maybe you can learn some tips about them. So always be ahead.
Okay, so you're always on the ball, no? And got your finger on the pulse. Okay, good. So let's go for a hypothetical situation, Sandy. Could you walk me through your process of managing a project from the kickoff meeting until the closure?
Well, this is a very broad question. So let's go with hypotheticals. Let's manage a project now, no? So first we define the project scope, and the objectives. These are also very good words, scope and objectives, with the client. Then I create a detailed project plan, including tasks, timelines, and also resources. And throughout the project, I hold regular meetings with the team, adjusting the plan as needed if it's necessary. And finally, I ensure we deliver on time and meet the client's expectations. If not, we will use the valuable feedback that they give us and do the changes that are necessary.
Hey, that's really comprehensive, Santi. I like that. And you're using a lot of expressions that I think maybe our listeners are going to be taking notes here. This is a lot of business jargon, but good, really good for an interview. Okay, so often recruiters, they suggest that you need to have in your presentation data-driven examples, no? So that what you're saying is not just theory, but you can back it up with some evidence. Maybe when you say you improved efficiency in the company, that sounds good, but we need some numbers to kind of show what happened. So maybe you could highlight how much time you saved or how much money you were able to make.
Yeah, and in the last company I was working on, in one project, we reduced the processing time by 30%. And by doing so, we saved the client over $5,000 annually.
Oh, okay, very good. There we see a little gleam in your eye, Santi, when you speak about
money. I'm so happy when I save money. You know? The money saver, Matthew.
That Catalan kind of root.
Yes, I'm so Catalan, always saving for the future.
Impressive, Santi. I like it. Okay, a final question. How do you handle unexpected challenges during a project?
I think Matthew, it's very important to be flexible and also proactive. Not we always stuck in the same ways and the same thinking. I assess the situation, I communicate with the team and client, and make the necessary adjustments if they need it. I think it's also very important staying calm and focused to find a solution. Otherwise, if you're nervous, you will make the rest of the team also be nervous. So it's always important to be aware of your own feelings and your own reaction.
Well, I got to say to the listeners, I think you are the calmest teacher we have at Trainlang. No one is as relaxed as you, Santi. So
this is because it's because of your voice, Matthew.
You're falling asleep.
No.
Good. Santi, we have a call to action.
Really?
What is it? Yeah. And I don't know whether you want to take this one because I did the first one.
Well, we want to invite all our listeners to subscribe to our channel. If you really enjoy this podcast, not only the business one, but if you like the other podcasts as well, please subscribe. We want also to introduce you to other possibilities. Like if you like to learn other languages, you can also enjoy our podcast in Chinese and Japanese. And we have them also in the initial, very, very beginner's level. So if you're considering learning these languages, you can pop by in our podcast and just start enjoying them. But most importantly, subscribe, not to miss any episode.
Oh, thank you, Santi. I've got to ask you because I know you are a Chinese teacher and you are one of the stars of the Chinese pod. For someone like me with a zero background, is it something that I could
totally we start from scratch? And also Japanese, actually I don't know anything about Japanese and I'm learning Japanese through our Japanese podcast. So if you want to experience my travels, just join me in our A0 Japanese level. Fantastic. Podcast that we started this week.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Thank you, Santi. Yeah, that's good. That's a very interesting call to action. What's our next theme as we discuss this technical interview? Where are we going now?
I think we need to go a bit and do a little bit of break down the grammar that they found on the dialogue. And we will focus on different points like present perfect continuous and modal verbs. So for example, regarding present perfect continuous, we use it for actions that have started in the past and that are still happening now. For example, when I said, I have been working on improving our software efficiency. I said, I have been working on improving. These tense have been working is some continuous action that has been happening before in the past. So have been, and then the verb with ing, working. That's future perfect continuous.
I like that. It's such a flexible tense, and it enables you to speak about the past and the present in one kind of simple statement. No, it's a really good one. Useful. Okay, I'm going to throw another one into the mix, Santi. Modal verbs. These are verbs like can, could, might, may, should, must, have to, also we could say. And they can help us talk about possibility, obligation, permission. And I think in our interview, there was a couple of examples. For example, you said, I can adapt quickly to new technologies. I can do that. Okay. Or maybe you should always be prepared to discuss your projects in detail. Or I don't know, you might never get another opportunity. Or you may see a possibility to advance your career. So these are really nice verbs to play with.
Very good. Yeah, and they're very useful. And we need also to be aware on interviews that it's very important to use the grammar structures that we know, the tools that will make us sound correct. But if you don't know how to use them, better not risk it in an interview. We're here to help you to reach that point. One of the structures that maybe we're not so used to use is passive mm-hmm. voice. And we use some sentences like the code was reviewed by the team, or the team reviewed the code. It's very different to use it in passive or in active. So we want to use passive voice in a natural way. So maybe it's better to say the code was reviewed by the team than the team reviewed the code. Yes.
Yeah. Good, Santi. Very good. Excellent. Well, if you're not sure about these tenses that we've mentioned, I think you've got to get along to TrainLang now and maybe get a free class and just review, because I'm sure many of our listeners remember from school doing it, but when it comes to using it in an interview,
how do you make the passive voice? Yes.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, if we can use it, it's going to make our speech so much more professional, and I think it will give us an edge when it comes to perhaps landing that job.
Yeah, a little tip for passive is, If the active voice is in one tense, for example, passive tense, to make the passive voice, we need to use first the verb to be in that same tense, in this case, past, and then the participle, reviewed. So if we just learn that it's the same tense in active as the verb to be in passive, that should help. Also, it's very similar to Spanish. To be honest, a Spanish speaker should not have many issues with passive. It's very, very similar structure wise and it shouldn't be too difficult.
very good. You spoke a little bit earlier about Silicon Valley and recruiters. Have you got any tips from your inside man
actually
in Silicon Valley?
Actually, you mentioned one before. It's showing, not telling. Yes, so just tell your story. Just if you can show your skills, like bring a portfolio or mention a GitHub repository where they can see the code. If you're working that, or if you're an architect, just show your plans or your last projects. If you're an engineer, if they can see it with their own eyes, it's just so much easier than just telling. Because of course they will believe us whatever we say, but they will definitely be more convinced if they can actually see it with their own eyes.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good tip. Excellent. Another one, maybe to explain the why behind your choices. So in the interview, you said that you decided to use Python. So it's good, but explain why that we do that. Why did you use this technology? What's the advantage? How did it benefit you? And then the interviewer can see that you really understand what you're talking about and you're able to make good choices, no?
I never use Python, but but we mentioned because of the scalability and the flexibility. So yeah, so you need to explain with words, specific words, why you choose one thing over the other. Yes, pretty sure that if some coder or someone that works in IT knows for sure that I don't work this just by the way that I'm explaining this thing, the technical aspects. Yes, I don't work in IT. I'm sorry. Yes, but there's another tip from Silicon Valley recruiters that they say that we need to be ready for hypothetical scenarios. So because it's very common for recruiters to ask us what would we do in a situation, for example, if a critical bug appeared right before the launch, what would we do? So we wanted to prepare to answer, at least to be prepared to think under pressure and to come up with ideas without getting too nervous. Because getting too nervous will only work in our disadvantage.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Okay. One final tip from the top. It's being a team player. What do we mean by that? Well, it means that you're able to work along easily with other people, no? And perhaps you can share an example of how you've collaborated with others, maybe in problem solving, or perhaps a technical challenge, or maybe not just that you're able to control programs and you're very good with tech, but you don't have the soft skills needed to work along with a team. So highlighting that you can be a team player, that you're easy to get along with and you can collaborate well, is an important ability when it comes to securing the job.
I forgot to put the image.
Oh!
No, but it's what you said is true. Eh? When you find someone that has the technical skills and the experience, but you feel that that person is not someone you really want to work with, you will not hire that person. Because ultimately, we spend so much time at work and you want to be with someone that you can actually rely upon and just at least to get along with.
Yeah,
not being besties, but get along. And so it's important that we highlight these things, even if you're a weird person that is better, that enjoy better working alone, just pretend and say that you are a team player. It is what they want to hear. They never want to hear that you prefer working alone or you're very difficult to work with. No, never say that.
Very good, Santi. I don't know. We've covered a lot of vocabulary. Do we need to quickly review one or two words for our listeners? What do you think?
Very briefly. For example, we saw the word that we have it on the title, technical skills. Technical skills are abilities related to technology, software, or IT. If you work in that scenario, you're very, very used to this. Technical skills, your abilities related to your work. And we saw also other things. For example, portfolio. What is a portfolio, Matthew?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. No? I think you spoke about it with bringing in examples of your work. So it's like a collection of work. Maybe if you're an architect, you talked about plans. Or if you're a designer, something that you've done. Just to demonstrate your skills and ability, something that people can look at and see.
Perfect. And we also have been talking about hypothetical scenarios. Hypothetical. In Spanish, hipotético. So it's very simple because it's the same as in Spanish. It's imaginary situations that are used to test your problem-solving skills. So they will always come up in technical interviews and in other interviews with hypothetical scenarios. Prepare them in advance.
Hey, good tip. Well, to conclude, Santi, I've got an amazing fact. I hope you're sitting down.
Tell me.
Well, it turns out that most successful candidates in Silicon Valley are those who are able to take a very complex idea, a complex strategy, and explain it in simple terms. So although we've covered a lot of interesting phrases and words, and it's good to use that vocabulary, it certainly is, don't panic. The idea is to be a good communicator, and that means that people understand you. And normally, if you speak clearly and simply, you stand a better chance of being understood. So focus on that, and don't panic about remembering all of those complicated phrases.
And the best way to be more confident in an interview is to prepare in advance. But to prepare what? In this case, if the interview is in English, learn English. Wow. Well, in trainen.com, if you're interested in learning English, we really encourage you to go online, check www.trainland.com and see our courses, which course in English or in other languages suit your situation. We have different courses that will adapt to your circumstances. Our courses are designed to help you excel in professional settings as well. So yeah, count on us for learning English.
Hey, Santi. Well, I'm happy you mentioned about the Japanese and the Chinese podcast from Zero. I didn't realize we had that, so I'm definitely going to I'm going to listen and try and learn a little
next,
bit.
Next podcast, you need to tell me some new words.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to blow your socks off, Santi. Yeah. Okay. Listen, Santi, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Yeah.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.